God wanted sandals on the ground. Sandals that would go to others and be with others and heal others and so forth. So the call to Jesus was to take up the cross, is to take up the cross, and it's a summons to trust him to set aside those things that would normally get in the way. Things that, you know, like pride and power and wealth and fear and even ambivalence. And so Jesus said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan," when Peter protested. So for the things of this world, to paraphrase, will always tend to sneak up to the front of the line, obliterating our view, taking priority, garnering our attention, persuading us to look not only at ourselves or the things of the world and not others. There's a biblical scholar, his name is Walter Wink, and he reflects on this command of Jesus to get behind me, Satan. He says when Jesus calls Peter Satan, he's not labeling Peter as the embodiment of ultimate evil. As when we read it in our English text, we kind of tend to think, oh man, that's kind of nasty of Jesus to say Satan, you know, to Peter. But instead, Jesus is naming Peter's action, setting your mind on divine, not setting your mind on divine things, but on human things is basically the point. What Walter Wink was saying. Now, a couple weeks ago, we were in Leavenworth at Faith Lutheran, and Pastor Eva Jensen was speaking during the Ash Wednesday service, and she spoke of how we tend sometimes to lose things along the way, and maybe we look for them for a while. Maybe it's a watch or a pair of pliers or a set of keys or something, and if it doesn't turn up, it doesn't turn up, and maybe 3 or 4 years later, it'll turn up. And, oh, there it is. But in the meantime, often we will forget what we lost. And it's put on the back burner. And she likened this to gifts of the Spirit. How there are times when we forget the gifts of the Spirit that have been given to us. And they tend to get lost and shoved to the side. And we forget about them after a while. You know, gifts of the Spirit like humility and compassion and kindness and those things that were gifts of the Spirit and gifts that Jesus gave to us when he was on this earth and still gives to us. So when this happens, the core of God's spiritual direction is not only lost, but becomes fragmented and disjointed. And so finding our bearings in that process, it becomes nearly impossible because those gifts of the Spirit are somewhere. We just don't know where they are. And so Jesus in this scripture points to the cross as the way to navigate when we're in that kind of a situation. A way to navigate, to get our bearings. I mentioned I grew up on a farm in North Dakota. So did my wife, Leanne. 90 miles away. We only knew each other later on in life because we went to Bible camp at a local Bible camp. And we remembered that we were there the same week because that's the day lightning struck and burned the dark room down at camp. So, and I also took to the banquet that night the girl with the broken leg, and it wasn't her, it was somebody else. Anyway, back to the story. So North Dakota. I worked for my uncle a lot, I worked for my dad a lot, and when I finally got to the point, which probably about 8 or 9 years old back then, to plow a field or cultivate a field, he said, what you need to do to make the row straight, to make the furrow straight, is to look ahead at a point in the distance, and to focus on that point. Don't look at anything else, focus on that point, and you'll have a straight furrow. You'll have a straight line. And so I did. And it worked. And I still do that when I mow lawn. I look at a point, and when you do the cross section of your lawn instead of going down the line, it works. So try it sometime when you're mowing the lawn. So it's that bearing about keeping the eye on the cross. So this is the song that came to mind when I thought of this is Paul and Silas, who of course were in prison. And one of the things they did was they kept their eye on the cross by way of praying when they were in prison, by way of singing. We had a confirmation class, several of them over the years, where I would take them up into the attic of our church. And they loved it, because attics are just fun for kids. And I would shut off all the lights, and I'd say, "What prayers do you know?" And they would say some prayers. "What songs do you know?" And they would start singing the Sunday school songs or the camp songs. And they were surprised at how much they retained from being nurtured in the church and being nurtured by their parents and grandparents and fellow parishioners and pastors and so forth. And it was really cool. So this song is called "Keep Your Eye on the Prize." And so when we come to the, I won't sing all the verses, but when we come to the chorus is like, see, I gotta get the right. Paul and Silas were bound in chains, had no money for to go their way. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on, you can sing that part. Paul and Silas begin to shout. The dungeon shook and the chains fell off. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on. Singing along. So yeah, I mean that keeping your eye on the prize, keeping your bearing, keeping that focus. And there's so many ways to do that. There's not only one way. And it's not just we all have to do the same thing. That's why we're the congregations. That's where we're the different churches. We all have different gifts. Sang in choir, Concordia College in Moorhead, Minnesota, and our director was very strict, and basically he would say that we are a unit as a choir, and so if there's one of you that's swaying and swinging, that's the only thing the audience is going to see, is that swaying and singing. So when you're singing, he said, we want you to stay still. Use your voice, project, but we are one unit focused on one thing. And he said, that's me, he said. but that kept us together. Now, that's not for every culture. And, you know, we know that other cultures swing and sway, and that's great. You know, but for that particular culture at Concordia College, that was the way it was. And his focus was to stay focused on the music and on the director. So, that being said, it's we are not clones in terms of how we follow Christ, how we keep our eye on the cross. We all have our gifts. We all have different things that we can contribute to this life that we live as Christians. And we continue to learn. We continue to know that there's gifts that can be lifted up and found within us by the help of others who also will help us find those gifts. The amazing thing one scholar said about the Gospel of Mark is that although it seems as if Jesus is always teaching the disciples and they never learn, but he doesn't give up on them. He keeps teaching them. And that's what it is about this. Never give up. Keep your eye on the prize and get used to God's love. Just get used to it. Amen.